Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I know who I play for. We've been told a story our whole lives. If you want more, you work harder. If you want to succeed, you grind longer. If you want to be worthy, you better have the exhaustion to prove it. I believed that story. I lived that story. And it served me until it didn't. Today, I want to talk to you about the moment I realized that hard work wasn't my source. That sometimes more effort is not the answer. It's the block. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We've been conditioned to equate worthiness with weariness. But here, Jesus offers the exact opposite. He's saying, when you are aligned with me, with truth, the work still happens, but the weight is lighter. The load is shared. The results come without the strain. For most of my early career, I outworked everybody. And I'm going to say that again. I outworked everybody. If I didn't know the answer, I stayed up until I found it. If a client needed something, I moved heaven and earth to get it done, even if it meant sacrificing my health or my peace. And honestly, that's how I thought it had to be. More hours, more effort, more proving. But then I launched my group coaching program, Club Level Access. Participants paid $1,500 a month, $18,000 a year. We had one group call every Tuesday. Sometimes those calls were an hour. Sometimes they stretched to four. I answered questions in a Facebook group. I occasionally jumped on one-to-one calls if someone was really stuck. And within the first 90 days, I had 10 clients. That was $15,000 per month for about 20 hours or less of actual work. It was my first taste of high-value, low-effort income. Not because I was lazy, but because I had built something scalable, impactful, and aligned. Now, I still carry my father's example in my heart. He worked for the same company for 28 years, never needed an alarm clock, walked to work when his car broke down, showed up when he was tired, sick, stressed, and still gave his all. But by the time he passed away, he was making around $35,000 a year. And let me be clear, there's nothing wrong with that. Working a respectable job and providing for your family is honorable. But if you feel called for more, if you know there's a bigger expression of your life, the inner dialogue has to change. Because what I inherited from my father wasn't just his discipline and consistency. It was also his belief that you hold on to just enough, that you work until your body aches, because that's what responsible people do. So even when I started making more money, real money, I was still living like it could vanish at any moment. Still carrying the unspoken rule that the harder I worked, the more I deserved. And if I wasn't exhausted, maybe I wasn't doing enough. That's the mindset I had to break. Because I saw with my own eyes that $15,000 a month could come from 20 hours of work. And once I saw it, I couldn't unsee it. When I think about Matthew 11:28-30, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I see both stories so clearly. My father embodied the first part of that verse. He was weary. He was burdened. He carried the weight of responsibility every single day without complaint. His life was a constant reminder of what it looks like to show up with honor and integrity, even when that load is heavy. And then there's my story with Club Level Access, where I got to experience the second part. The yoke was easy. The burden was light. The results multiplied without me having to carry the same kind of strain. It wasn't because I was more deserving. It was because I had learned to work in alignment instead of solely in effort. Jesus wasn't saying we'll never have to show up. He was saying there's a way to show up that doesn't deplete us. That our worth isn't proven by how tired we were, but by how connected we are to source of everything. And when we live from that connection, when our work is rooted in truth, structure, and trust, that same grace that carried my father through his long days is the grace that allows me to build without the burden. In metaphysics, we talk about the law of compensation, the idea that you are rewarded according to the value you bring, not the hours you work. My father lived from the belief that value could only be proven through labor. The more hours, more sweat, more sacrifice was the way to secure stability. And he did it beautifully. He provided, he showed up, he gave everything he had. But metaphysically, that energy kept him in a cycle where effort was the currency, not ease. On the other hand, my Club Level Access story was the first time I truly experienced what Neville Goddard meant when he said, "You do not attract what you want, you attract what you are." When I stepped into that program, I wasn't working harder. I was being the person who already had the time, the space, and the systems that supported $15,000 months. The value I brought wasn't in how many hours I could grind. It was in the transformation I delivered. Florence Scovel Shinn said, "Infinite Spirit opened the way for my immediate supply. I am an irresistible magnet for all that belongs to me by divine right." And then there's one of my absolute favorite teachers, Reverend Ike, who said, "You have to work your mind as well as work your behind." What does that mean? It means you can wear yourself out physically and still be broke, stressed, and in lack if your mind is still programmed for scarcity. It means you could be the hardest working person in the room, and yet your results will always match the beliefs you hold about yourself and what's possible. Reverend Ike understood something my father never got the chance to learn. If you want overflow, you must align your mind with abundance as intentionally as you align your body with action. Your thoughts, images, and expectations are the blueprint. Your actions just build what's already designed in consciousness. Here's the truth. If you believe your only way to abundance is through exhaustion, you'll unconsciously recreate exhaustion, even when more efficient paths are available. If you believe money can only come from hustle, you'll turn every opportunity into another grind. But if you can shift your identity to the person who allows value to flow, if you can root your worth in alignment, not depletion, you step into a different vibration entirely. One where compensation matches your calling, not your calendar. I want you to take a deep breath and get still for a moment. Deep breath in and out. What we've just walked through isn't just my story, it's a mirror. My father's way of working was honorable, but it also kept him in a cycle of just enough. My club-level access experience showed me that I could create more money with less effort when I aligned my offers, my pricing, and my energy. And Reverend Ike reminded us that no matter how strong your work ethic is, if your mind isn't working for you, your results will reflect that. Now, it's your turn to explore. Number one, what version of hard work did you inherit? Who modeled for you what it means to earn a living? And what unspoken rules came with that? Number two, where in your life are you still proving your worth through exhaustion? Be honest. Is there a part of you that feels guilty if something comes easy? Number three, what would happen if you worked your mind as intentionally as you work your body or your business? Imagine giving your inner world the same consistency, focus, and discipline. Number four, where have you already experienced a moment of easy burden and light yoke? It might be small, but it's still proof. Write it down. Number five, if you let go of the belief that hard work is the only path, what new structure or opportunity could you create? Get specific. Names, ideas, offers, systems. Don't rush these answers. Let yourself see the patterns without judgment. And most importantly, let yourself imagine a reality where your value is recognized without depletion. Now, I want you to put one hand over your heart and one over your belly. Breathe deep. See yourself in your ideal work week. Your calendar has space. You are working from inspiration, not obligation. Your work feels light. You see deposits coming in, thank you messages from clients, results happening for the people you serve. Feel the gratitude that it all came without grind. Repeat each line after me, out loud if you can. Let the words rewire your nervous system. I honor the legacy of hard work without carrying the burden of overwork. I allow my value to be recognized without exhaustion. My mind works for me as powerfully as my body works for me. I create results through alignment, not depletion. I trust that what I offer is worthy of abundant compensation. I welcome overflow with ease, grace, and joy. My worth is not proven by how tired I am. My worth is proven by who I am. I am an irresistible magnet for all that belongs to me by divine right. Now close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and out. Imagine you are standing in the middle of two scenes. On your left, you see the version of you that's always hustling, always grinding, always pushing. They're exhausted. They believe that if they stop, everything will fall apart. And on your right, you see the version of you that's aligned, rested, and magnetic. They create from inspiration. They've built systems that hold them. They take action from clarity, not panic. And their results flow in, steady and multiplied. Now, in your mind's eye, walk toward that second version of you. Feel yourself stepping into their shoes. Same body, same mind, but a different state. Notice how your shoulders drop. Your breath deepens. Your chest feels open. From this place, picture your life. Your mornings begin in peace, not urgency. Your calendar reflects the work you want to do, not just the work you think you have to do. The money flows in from multiple aligned sources, and you have the time and energy to enjoy it. See yourself smiling as you open an email, check your account, or sign a new client, knowing it came from alignment, not from overwork. Now, silently or out loud, say, I know who I play for. I know what I'm building. I know it's safe for me to thrive in ease. Take one more deep breath in and exhale. When you're ready, open your eyes. Carry this feeling with you. So here's the truth. You don't have to abandon hard work, but you do have to redefine it. You can honor the discipline and dedication of those who came before you without inheriting their exhaustion. When you choose to work your mind as powerfully as you work your body or your business, when you align your offers, your pricing, and your energy, you open the door for abundance to meet you in ways you've never experienced before. And let me be clear, this isn't about avoiding responsibility. It's about creating from a place where your burden is light and your results are multiplied. So, as you step back into your life today, I want you to notice, are you creating from inspiration or from obligation? Are you operating as the version of you who aligned with overflow, or as the version of you who's still proving they deserve it? Remember, always, in always, I know who I play for. So until the next time, be happy, be healthy, be whole, and most importantly, be rich in love, rich in peace, and rich in purpose. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.